From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading George Washington, First in War, First in Peace, by James A. Crutchfield. Now let's begin with George Washington. First in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen, he was second to none in humble and enduring scenes of private life, pious, just, humane, temperate, and sincere, uniform, dignified, and commanding. Such was the man for whom our nation mourns. Henry Light Horse Harry Lee, December 26, 1799. Foreword. A year after the father of our country died, Mason Locke Weems of Maryland, a Presbyterian minister, published The Life and Memorable Actions of George Washington. His book was immensely popular, attributing to Washington a faultless life of supernatural wisdom and honesty. The saintly portrait received a final brushstroke in the fifth edition, in 1806, in which Parson Weems invented the great cherry tree chopping, I cannot tell a lie to you. Thus began the process of adding guilt to an already golden story, the result of which, historian Daniel Boorstin states, is that Washington attained a stature in death that he never had in life, a deification which in European history might have required centuries, was accomplished here in decades. Thomas Jefferson, Washington's Secretary of State, said of his fellow Virginian, he was indeed in every sense of the word, a wise, a good, and a great man. Benjamin Franklin.